This is round 11, the second Super Playoffs round at the 2021 NAQT Division I Intercollegiate Championship Tournament. This game pits Ohio State against Harvard A. Good luck, everyone. Here's toss-up one. A book with this adjective in its title discusses whether the world arose from vegetation or generation. This adjective appears in the title of an essay that claims that polytheism was the primary religion of men and appeared as one of its author's four dissertations. In a book with adjective the teleological argument is defended by Cleanthes but rejected by Demea and Philo. Ohio State, Chris.
Natural.
10. Bonus. A list of demands issued by U.S. law in 1901 excluded this island from proposed constitutional boundaries. For 10 points each, foreign sovereignty over what island was recognized by the U.S. when the 1904 Hay-Quesada Treaty was ratified in 1925?
Yeah, what's that like about, man?
Wouldn't be Cuba. Answer? Something that sounds...
It is Cuba, right? All right, our answer is Cuba.
It's the Isla de la Juventud, the Isle of
that's
Pines.
What we should
one
have
of the demands for one of the demands for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Cuba, found in this 1901 amendment to a U.S. bill, excluded Juventud, then known as the Isle of Pines, from Cuba, pending further negotiation.
Man. All right, is it the Platt Amendment or the Teller Amendment? How do you know?
Answer?
Okay, our answer's Platt.
He's right. 1907's Percy V. Stranahan defined the Isle of Pines as part of the foreign country of Cuba for the purposes of this 1897 tariff bill, the highest protective tariff in U.S. history.
Yeah. That's
McKinley tariff?
1898, it wouldn't have been named for him, right?
Yeah.
Our answer is the McKinley tariff.
It's the Dingley tariff. That's 10 points on the bonus toss-up two.
We suck.
Two sculptures of this object, one sideways...
Second, I'm disconnected. Sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
I was disconnected from...
That's fine. Two sculptures of this object, one sideways and one upside down, are used as column supports in Istanbul's Basilica Cistern. Giorgio Vasari claimed that one of Leonardo da Vinci's first commissions was painting this object on a wooden buckler. A bronze sculpture in the Loggia dei Lanzi shows a man lifting this object in, that's Harvard, Thomas.
So, like Medusa's head.
For 10, your bonus. The Abbasid Caliph al-Ma'mun persecuted opponents of this school during the 9th century Mina. For 10 points each, name this rationalist school that argued for free will and believed in the createdness of the Quran.
Well, glad it came up finally. The Mu'tazila. Our answer is, sorry.
Thank you. Mu'tazilites were sometimes known as men of this doctrine. Belief in this doctrine, the Arabic term for the oneness of God, is declared in the Shahada Creed.
Our answer is Tawheed.
This traditionalist thinker was jailed and beaten for refusing to accept Mu'tazilite dogma during the Mina. He founded what is now the official Sunni madhab of Saudi Arabia.
So, Ahmed ibn Hanbal. Our answer is.
Thank you. That's 30. And toss up three.
Then, my friend.
In this novel, an editor convinces an author named William S. to reword his line, to act or not to act, this is my problem. To gain access to an object in this novel, a character is prompted with the question, do you have the password? And realizes the answer is the word no. Texts are rearranged to create connections by the computer Abu Lafia, belonging to the, that's Ohio State, Chris.
What? Like Foucault's pendulum?
10, bonus. William LeCue's popular novel, The Invasion of 1910, was serialized 3 years after this thriller sparked a national panic. For 10 points each, a British preparedness debate was sparked by what early spy novel that centers on Davis and Carruthers' disturbing findings in the Frisian Islands?
What?
I don't know.
What's a mom thing? Razor's Edge, maybe? Our answer is Razor's Edge.
It's the Riddle of the Sands. Erskine Childress's The Riddle of the Sands stoked British fears of an invasion by this European empire, which was nominally a British ally, but had built up its navy after its 1871 unification.
Germany.
Our answer is Germany.
This author parodied invasion literature in his novel, The Swoop. Characters created by this author include Lord Emsworth and the golf-playing oldest member.
Maybe Woodhouse?
Okay.
Answer?
Our answer is Woodhouse.
20. Toss-up four. In this film, the TV host Chili Billy Cardle plays a Channel 11 news reporter. This film opens with a brother and sister arguing about having to drive to visit their father's grave in Pennsylvania. This 1968 film's closing credits play over grainy photos of corpses after Ben is shot. Ohio State, Clark.
Night of the Living Dead.
And bonus. These people forced their boys to become monks from ages 7 until 20 for 10 points each, meaning these people who settled several city-states in what is now Myanmar between the 2nd century BC and the 11th century AD. Their large city of Sri Ksetra has a name meaning field of glory.
What?
Answer?
Our answer is, I really don't know.
It's the Piu people. According to Chinese sources, the Piu were so peaceful that they refused to wear this material because the animals that eat mulberry in the process of making it would have to be killed.
They do eat mulberry. Our answer is silk.
This monk visited Sri Ksetra in the 7th century as described in his great Tong records on the western regions.
You know, it's that monk who like traveled places, but not that other one who did that.
Answer?
Our answer is like Songzi.
No, it's Xuanzang.
Xuanzang.
You may recall I got the toss up on the Pew at Age of Empires.
All right, toss up 5. And that was 10 on the bonus. Toss up 5. On Red Friday, this prime minister agreed to set up a reform commission led by Herbert Samuel and to increase subsidies for the mining industry. His speech, A Fear for the Future, popularized the phrase, the bomber will always get through. Over 1.7 million workers launched a 9-day general strike against this leader, whose time in power interrupted the two stints of his Labour Party rival, Ramsay MacDonald. For 10 points, what Harvard, Thomas.
Baldwin?
Stanley Baldwin for 10, your bonus. The widening of this feature past its normal duration of 60 to 100 milliseconds may be indicative of a bundle branch block. For 10 points each, name this feature which defines an axis that normally points towards lead 1 or 2.
It's something on an EEG.
Answer?
The QT interval. Our answer is.
It's the QRS complex. The QRS complex indicates depolarization of the ventricles in this diagnostic technique, which usually uses 10 electrodes to create 12 leads.
ECG echocardiogram. EKG?
Answer?
Oh, you're right. Our answer is EKG.
I could also take ECG.
They're the same thing. Yeah.
Prominent U waves on an EKG may indicate this condition, which may be caused by Kahn syndrome or diabetic ketoacidosis. Drugs like spironolactone and triamterene may be prescribed in place of loop diuretics in patients with this condition.
High blood pressure or low blood pressure?
Oh, it's one of those? I was going to say like arrhythmia. I don't know, dude.
Answer?
Just pick our one. Answer is low blood pressure.
No, it's hypokalemia or low potassium. So that is 10 points. And this is toss up 6. A description of this character provides the English title of the film Les Femmes de l'Air Est Rouge by Chris Marker. Yakir Aronov analogized the separation of a photon and its circular polarization to a quantum version of this character, who was voiced by Stephen Fry in a 2010 Tim Burton film. This character, who was first encountered in an 1865 novel at the Duchess's house, proclaims, "We're all mad here." For 10 points, name this Ohio State, Chris.
The Hatter?
Neg 5, sorry.
No,
for 10 points, name this animal who can disappear while leaving his smile behind. Harvard, Eric.
Cheshire Cat.
10, bonus. The Jonathan Lamb translation of this story opens with the line, her honeymoon was one long, cold shudder. For 10 points each, name the story in which Alicia's mysterious death is discovered to have been caused by a huge blood-sucking parasite after Jordan cuts open the title object.
This is the feather pillow.
It is? Oh, right, okay,
yeah, sure. This is a feather pillow.
Is by this Uruguayan author who wrote surreal and supernatural short stories and plays in the early 20th century.
It's Quiroga.
Our answer is Quiroga.
In Guide for the Perfect Storyteller, Quiroga listed Poe, Maupassant, this author, and Chekhov as the masters of the short story. Quiroga's collection Jungle Tales was directly inspired by his Jungle Book.
Kipling.
30. Toss up 7.
Bizarre. Anyway, sorry.
Leaving this organization requires a 1-year wait after the U.S. receives a notice of denunciation. This organization has implemented individual partnership action plans with 7 countries, including Georgia. Article 5 of this organization's founding document became major news in July 2016 when Donald Trump said that the Baltic states had to fulfill their obligation to us before. That's Ohio State, Chris.
NATO.
10, bonus. This amendment, which was first proposed in the 18th century, could still be adopted because no time limit was ever set for its ratification. For 10 points each, name the still pending amendment, the only one of the original 12 proposed to Congress in 1789 that was never ratified.
It's representation. It sets a cap or maybe a floor for like the number of people per representative.
Our answer is like representative quota. Cap.
I can't take that. I need the Congressional Apportionment Amendment. Okay. 10 of the amendments became the Bill of Rights, including this amendment that protects citizens from the quartering of soldiers in private homes.
Our answer is the Third Amendment.
A still pending child labor amendment was proposed by Israel Moore Foster in 1924, 6 years after the Supreme Court case Hammer v. Dagenhart struck down this 1916 law.
What law was the don't let children or like let answer? Children? Our answer is the freedom to work law.
Keating Owen.
Oh, right. Act. Yeah, the Keating Owen.
That's
right.
10 points, and this is toss up 8. This statement, This statement, which was shown to have a finite number of exceptions by Tiedemann's theorem, was proved after it was shown that the exponents p and q would need to satisfy p to the q minus 1 congruent to 1 mod q squared and vice versa. That is, p and q must form a double Weierstrass prime pair. This conjecture was proposed by its Belgian namesake in 1844 and was proven in 2002 by Preda Mihalescu. For 10 points, what conjecture holds that the only consecutive numbers that are powers are 8 and 9? Time. This is Catalan's conjecture.
Oh my god. Conjecture. No one here knows what Catalan's conjecture is.
Toss up 9. This author wrote that he could answer all the objections of Satan with Tertullian sentiment that it is true because it is impossible. This writer asked, who can but pity the founder of the pyramids in a passage about how the iniquity of oblivion blindly scattereth her poppy. This author called a man noble animal, splendid in ashes and pompous in the grave. Religium, Ohio State, Edward.
Brown.
10, bonus. According to John Aubrey, Edward de Vere traveled abroad in shame for 7 years after Queen Elizabeth witnessed him doing this action. For 10 points each, the characters on the Japanese Heigassen scroll appear to be engaging in competitions in what action?
Are they
peeing? Probably peeing. That's what I wanted to say too. All right.
Answer?
Our answer is peeing.
Farting. The Mel Brooks portrayed governor in Blazing Saddles is named for this popular late 19th century French fartiste who performed at the Moulin Rouge.
What's the name of the governor in Blazing Saddles, man?
Answer?
I don't know.
Our answer, I don't know, it's Gibble.
It's Le Petit-Main. Roland the Farter was a favorite court jester of this first Angevin king of England, who was the son of Empress Matilda.
Henry the Second.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes. All right, Henry our answer is wrong. Henry the Second.
That is 10. Toss up 10, last of the half. In this neighborhood, people who wanted free soup each afternoon had to cross through a yellow entrance called the Free Frame of Reference. People in animal masks marched through this area to the music of Friedrich Chopin's Funeral March and an event dubbed the Death of Money. The diggers provided free services in this neighborhood where Dr. David E. Smith founded still operating free medical clinics. For 10 points, what San Francisco? That's Ohio State, Chris.
Is it Hyde Ashbury?
It is 10. Bonus.
I was sitting on that.
A concerto for this instrument by Alfred Schnittke, whose outer movements are both marked largo, was premiered by Yuri Boshmet. For 10 points each, name this instrument. Paul Hindemith premiered the solo part in William Walton's 1929 concerto for this instrument after Lionel Tertius refused to play it.
Everyone's favorite, viola.
Our answer is
this man depicted an orgy of brigands in a work for viola and orchestra titled Harold in Italy.
That's Berlioz, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Our answer is Berlioz.
This classical era composer's D major viola concerto, his opus 1, is still widely performed. His father, Johann, led the Mannheim School.
Oh, crap. It's the other Stamets, but I don't know his first name.
Well, try that.
Answer?
Our answer is Stamets.
That's all I need. 30 points.
Science.
Carl Stamets is his first name. Carl Philip Stamets.
Yeah. If we got to pronounce it again, you go to Stamets the Younger, right? Do everything you can to stay alive.
Simpson 100, Buckeyes 145.
All right. 100 to 145 in favor of Ohio State. Give me a second, guys. I need to take care of something in the control room. All right, here we go. Good luck, everyone. Toss up 11. Characters in this opera repeat Eierschluck and Erbelschluck after hearing and imitating the call of a cuckoo. In this opera, the words hop, 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 glop, lop, lop are sung by a character who calls herself Ohio State Clark.
Hansel and Gretel.
15 bonus.
I like
for 10
that
points
shit.
Each. For 10 points each, answer the following about the U.S. newspaper industry. The largest newspaper publisher is Gannett, whose flagship publication is this national paper with a blue circle logo that has the largest daily paid circulation in the country.
I still don't know how, but it's USA Today. Yeah, our answer is USA Today.
Unfortunately, yes. In 2018, this man became the publisher of the New York Times, becoming the sixth member of his family to run the paper. After taking over, he chided Donald Trump about his use of the term fake news.
Certainly should know this, but I liked it.
Answer?
I guess nothing.
Arthur Sulzberger. In February 2020, this newspaper publisher filed for bankruptcy. It was founded by an editor of the Sacramento Bee and owned such papers as the Miami Herald and Kansas City Star.
I don't remember what that group is called.
Answer. No answer. It's called McClatchy.
It's a robust
toss up 12. The smallest non-Hamiltonian polyhedral graph is named for a member of this family. An inductive scientific method was advocated in the 1831 preliminary discourse by a member of this family who named seven moons of Saturn. Star counts were used to make the first observational map of the Milky Way by two members of this family. One was the first professional woman astronomer. The other discovered infrared light. For 10 points, name this Ohio State, Edward.
Name like Kershaw.
10 bonus.
Job,
the
Eddie.
Name of this venue is often used interchangeably with that of the Millennium Dome, from which it was redeveloped. For 10 points each, name this entertainment venue in London that opened in 2007.
It's the is it called the Pritzker? Am I just making that up?
Answer?
Our answer is the Pritzker.
It's called the O2 Arena. In 2008, oh, one year after it opened, the O2 surpassed this New York arena, the home of the Knicks, as the world's busiest performance venue in terms of annual tickets sold.
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, that's right. You know, our answer is Madison Square Garden.
The learning exhibit at the original Millennium Dome was sponsored by this multinational grocery retailer that operates both supermarkets and convenience stores.
Probably Tesco, right?
Tesco is the...
Our answer is Tesco.
You have successfully named a British supermarket.
Science.
Toss up 13. This book's chapter, The Stereotype, ends with a discussion of the life of April Ashley. The question, what will you do, ends this book's final chapter, Revolution, which follows sections entitled Body, Soul, Love, and Hate. The cover of some editions of this book depicts a woman's nude torso hung on a clothesline like a bathing suit. The idea that traditional conceptions of the nuclear family deprive women of their sexuality is advanced in, for 10 points, what book by Germaine Greer? Harvard, Jason.
The Female Eunuch.
10 bonus. This model's independent electron approximation works well in many cases where its free electron approximation proves problematic. For 10 points each, name this model published in 1900, which treats conduction electrons like a gas and uses kinetic theory to model their behavior.
For me, I'm thinking for me. What do they want? What's the model called?
Answer?
Our answer is the Fermi model.
It's the Drude model. The Drude model assumes that in a tiny time dt, a fraction of electrons equal to dt over this quantity experience a velocity altering event.
Jeez.
Dt over this quantity.
Answer?
Our answer is dv.
I know it's mean free time or collision time. The Drude model produces a generalization of Ohm's law that gives a linear relation between current density and this quantity. It's expressed in units of volts per meter.
So
density mean?
Volts.
Wait, is it the not current
answer?
Density?
No, he just said that. Voltage per length. Is there
no? It's electric field. Nothing on the bonus. Sorry.
Hold on one second.
All right. Toss up 14, everyone. A character in this play asks if her father wants to hear The Star by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. A character who tells this play's audience, you go home, the end of this play isn't written yet, appears in Act Two as Miss Fairweather, who is named Miss Atlantic City, 1942. Harvard, Eric.
Skin over teeth.
10 bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Latino civil rights activism. This organization, first led by Bernardo Garza as a counterpart to the NAACP for Latinos in the Southwest, won several desegregation cases in the mid-20th century.
It's something La Raza. I'm not sure if there's any more to it. I'm going to say La Raza, but I'm...
Answer?
Our answer is La Raza.
It's LULAC. This woman who co-founded the United Farm Workers with Cesar Chavez led lobbying for ARLA legislation empowering unions in California.
Huerta. Yeah, our answer is Huerta.
In 1968, Mexican-American activists coordinated a student walkout to protest school inequality in this metropolitan area's unified school district. During World War II, it was racked by the Zoot Suit riots.
Yeah, L.A.
Yeah.
Our answer is L.A.
That's 20. Toss-up 15. A treaty that paused this war led to the condemnation of Lucius Calpurnius Bestia. Titus Turpilius Silanus was the only Roman survivor of a massacre at Vega during this war, which included the Battle of the Muthul. This was the first war where the Roman army included men with no property. This war's losing commander called Rome a city for sale and was betrayed by Bacchus of Mauritania. Sallust wrote a monograph on Ohio State, William.
The Numidian War?
Neg 5, sorry. On for 10 points, what war that ended in a defeat for a namesake king of Numidia? That's Harvard, Jason.
So the Jugurthine War.
The Jugurthine War is what I have.
We will protest that.
Noted. This is your bonus, Harvard. The Batonga people believe that the construction of this dam resulted in the separation of the god Nyami Nyami from his consort. For 10 points each, name this dam, which created the world's largest artificial reservoir when it opened in 1963.
I mean, it's the Akasombo Dam.
Answer
is the Akasombo Dam?
The Kariba Dam. Kariba Dam powers several major mines for this resource, including Konkola and the record-breaking Kamoa Kakula project, both of which are part of a namesake belt.
I think copper, I want to say.
That makes sense, but I don't have any.
Okay. Answer? Our answer is copper.
The Kariba Dam lies on the Zambezi River on the border between Zimbabwe and this country.
Zambia, I think. Our answer is Zambia.
That's 20 points. So, Ohio State, you said... All right. Toss-up 16. Thank you. This city's nearly 100-year-old Britannia & Company restaurant, which produces a signature chicken berry pulao dish, is one of its few remaining Irani cafes. Cyrus Mystery's 2012 novel, Chronicle of a Corpse Bearer, centers on untouchables working in the Towers of Silence in this city's posh Malabar Hill neighborhood. The Wadias and Tatas are among the prominent merchant families from, for 10 points, what capital city of Maharashtra, which is home to most of the world's Parsis. Ohio State, Chris.
I don't know. Mumbai.
10 bonus. A man is sent to this character after having a vision of unclean animals being lowered from heaven in a sheet. For 10 points each, name this Roman who meets Peter. He is considered the first Gentile to adopt Christianity.
Okay. Cornelius is the name, right?
If you say so.
Our answer is Cornelius.
Cornelius appears in this New Testament book, traditionally attributed to Luke, that immediately follows the four Gospels.
Acts. Yeah. Our answer is Acts.
According to Acts, Cornelius had this job. Another man who holds this position impresses Jesus by having complete faith that Jesus will heal a servant.
He's a centurion. Yeah.
All right. Our answer is centurion, soldier.
All 30.
Good job.
Toss-up 17. Reuvendur and Eldersar are two terms for the inhabitants of this land, where a weapon called Levatian is guarded by its ruler's consort, Samara. The stars originated in this realm, whose warriors are destined to fight a massive battle on the field Vigrithur against the Aesir. This realm encroached on the southern part of Ginnungagap, a void in which... that's Harvard, Jason.
So Muspelheim?
Pick the right one. 10 points.
Damn it.
10 points each.
Just done it.
Name these early cast members of Saturday Night Live. This deadpan comedian who joined SNL in its second season went on to star in such films as Caddyshack and Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray.
Yep. Our answer is Bill Murray.
This original member of the cast co-starred with Eddie Murphy in the 1983 film Trading Places.
Dan Aykroyd. Yeah. Our answer is Dan Aykroyd.
This actress who died of cancer in 1989 was one of the show's first female cast members. She played the character Rosanna Dana on the show.
Honestly, I feel like that could have been made harder. Our answer is Gilda Radner.
That's 30.
Yeah, that's because you're old, Jason.
Nice, Jason.
Toss up 18. A key irreversible step is central to John Hopfield's kinetic mechanism for this process. Hypercycles were proposed by Manfred Eigen to resolve a paradox in which enzymes for this process could not have been encoded by prebiotic nucleic acids. The SARS-CoV-2 protein NSP14 and the enzyme PFU can perform this process. Harvard, Kelvin.
DNA replication?
Don't say anything. Neg 5. Can perform this process unlike TAC 3' to 5' exonuclease. Unlike TAC, 3' to 5' exonuclease activity enables so-called high-fidelity polymerases to perform, for 10 points, what process that maintains the integrity of DNA replication? Ohio State, Edward.
DNA repair.
Don't say anything. I don't have that. I need proofreading or error correction.
Yeah, no, that's not what DNA repair is, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it, though, yeah.
So this is going to be toss-up 19. In a play named for this action, the protagonist describes alien life forces that just keep growing to the baffled attendees of a sock hop. Teenagers make up of one of three Greek choruses in a play named for this action. Harvard, Eric.
Driving.
15, bonus. Nine. This man maintained a 15-year correspondence with Catherine the Great. For 10 points each, name this French writer of A Treatise on Tolerance and the Letters on the English, who wrote a novel that opens at Baron Thunderton Tronc's castle.
Yeah, I love Voltaire.
Voltaire.
Later in life, Voltaire campaigned for the innocence of this French Protestant who was tortured and executed for the supposed murder of his son.
I think it was his name Jean Calas, something like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Answer?
Yeah,
our answer is Calas.
Voltaire claimed that Catherine's first war with the Ottomans had fewer casualties than Marie Antoinette's wedding, where malfunctioning devices of this type provided by the Ruggieri brothers caused a fatal stampede.
No, like cannons, maybe?
I like that.
Answer?
Yeah. Our answer is fireworks.
30.
All right. Nice. What's the score?
Yep. Yeah. So Harvard's up 50.
Probably won't end up mattering. But yeah. Good to correct.
Yeah. And so I'm just going to take a wild guess and say that if Ohio State does not win, the points are going to be close enough that the swing of the protest could matter. Probably. So we will get a
protest. Oh, right. We have a protest, right? Yes. 65 in protest.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Both sides ready for the last toss-up?
Yep.
Good.
All right. Good luck, everyone. Clear. Everybody clear?
Yep.
Yep.
Buzzer's clear. All right. Toss-up 20. Pierre Bertrand described nationalist narratives about this battle as a fever. Walter Seymour Alward designed a memorial for this battle consisting of two limestone pylons. Soldiers in this battle advanced 100 yards every 3 minutes in its namesake glide to take advantage of a creeping artillery barrage. Soldiers were said to have gone up as Albertans and Nova Scotians and come down as Canadians in Harvard, Jason.
Vimy Ridge.
10, bonus. This man ran the Beauvais and Gobelin tapestry factories in the mid-18th century. For 10 points each, name this French artist of many hunting scenes and depictions of hounds, such as Dog Guarding Dead Game, the 9-panel Royal Hunt, and Swan Attacked by a Dog.
Why?
Does
not Delator, right?
Chardin.
Answer?
Chardin.
Jean-Baptiste Oudry. Oudry was a proponent of this art style, also exemplified by the works of Antoine Watteau and Francois Boucher.
Rococo.
Yeah.
Our answer is Rococo.
A 1742 Oudry still life shows a leg of lamb in one of these animals. Two of these animals sit on a hill on the left side of Titian's Sacred and Profane Love.
Like a rabbit. It's a rabbit.
Yeah, they're rabbits.
Our answer is rabbit.
That's 20. So, yeah.
Got to resolve.
Yeah. So let me let the... we have the resolution, and the resolution from the protest committee is that Numidian war is not acceptable or promptable there. So
what can you do?
Yeah. So that's the game then. We have a final score of Harvard A 280, Ohio State 235. Thank you guys for playing ICT today. Thank you guys for coming out to Nationals.